Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous.
Hey Ben and Nathan, I really enjoy listening to both the Daily and Thinking LSAT podcasts, exclamation point. I started studying at the beginning of the summer and have slowly been working my way up from a diagnostic of 151. I'm interested in staying in the Kansas City area and pursuing patent law. So the University of Kansas is my number one choice. I know they give out quite a few scholarships, but it's my understanding that the vast majority of them are conditional. That's not super surprising. I was wondering if you had heard of a situation where an applicant was able to negotiate their conditional full ride to a non-conditional full ride by leveraging other competitive offers, or if that's not really something that happens. I could also apply to UMKC, Washburn, and MU, which are all law schools that turn out Kansas City-based lawyers. Thanks for your help. Here's some stats. Anonymous has a BS in chemistry honors with a major GPA of 3.8, except LSAC GPA is more like 3.7, and then a master's in bioengineering with a GPA of 4.0. That doesn't really matter. 2 years of industry experience as a chemist, currently in the mid-160s.
I would think full ride to KU at a minimum. I mean, I'm looking at their 509 right now.
Yeah.
That law school is not a like super prestigious law school. Their 75th percentile LSAT is 162. Surely you're going to beat that. You're a chemist. I mean, you had a 3.8 in chemistry. You have a master's in bioengineering. The LSAT's not going to be hard for you. You're going to figure that out. And you're going to score, I would think, in the mid-160s. Easily high 160s, even in the 170s.
Well, no, diagnostic of 151. That's
yeah, diagnostic high. Of 151. I mean, you're blowing like horsepower wise, you're way overqualified for University of Kansas law.
So you should ask for that non-conditional full ride if you still intend to go there and not go if they don't give it to you. I mean, geez.
Well, but I mean, okay, so second page of their 509 report. Third page of their 509 report is where we see the matrix for conditional scholarships.
Mm.
It has the last three academic years. So 2018, 2019, they gave 83 scholarships and reduced or eliminated 28 of them. That's almost a third. More than a third. That's worrisome. But then in 2019, 2020, they gave 79 scholarships, only reduced or eliminated four of them.
Mm, so the conditions may not be too serious.
Yeah, 2020, 2021, there were 69 conditional scholarships offered. Only 15 of those got reduced or eliminated. I don't think you need to probably worry about the conditional. In fact, what I would tell you is if they reduce or eliminate your scholarship, you just drop out of law school.
What about these other schools? I mean, maybe they offer stipends. Maybe you should question your assumption that you want to stay in Kansas City. You have the horsepower to go elsewhere.
I don't know. I mean, if you've got family reasons and you enjoy your life, right? If you enjoy your life in Kansas City, then you should probably just stay in Kansas City. I mean, whatever. That's
I'm going to push you back against that because you have a life, right? Part of life is going out and just... like, what else is out there? Maybe you should apply to other schools elsewhere, even if you have no intention of going, because when other schools start coming back with scholarships or maybe possibly even stipends, you might start thinking, well, Austin's not so bad, or Chicago's not so bad.
Yeah.
I want to check it out. I've never been there. I want to go there, and who knows? Anyways, keep it open.
All these other schools, though, I mean, you're going to be wildly overqualified at those schools. That should be guaranteed slam dunk full ride. Yeah, I would really think about what you want to do with your career in law. You know, University of Kansas might be awesome in Kansas City, but University of Kansas doesn't do shit outside of Kansas. Like, you're not going to impress anybody anywhere with that law degree. It's just not a super prestigious law school. So if you're going there, you definitely need to be going for free. And I think that there probably are lots of better offers outside of Kansas that are going to let you go for free, because you should. I think you're going to turn out to be an excellent applicant.
Cool. Email daily at lsaddemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.